The primary concern in all the ancient teachings was life force energy. They believed that all physiological disease, all mental disease, all emotional disease, was caused by two things: either a lack of life force energy, or life force energy being blocked and not able to move around the body and the nervous system freely and easily. In each of the systems around the planet, they had a particular name, a special name for life force energy. You may have heard some of them. You may have heard of the term qi, as in qi gong. You may have heard of the word qi, as in tai chi, or qi, as in aikido, or prana, as in the Indian system, or mana, in the Hawaiian system. So life force energy was taken to be the absolute most important thing. How did they work that out? Well, if you look at somebody who's dead and somebody who's alive, there's only one thing that's different. The moment the person dies, they look the same, they feel the same. The only thing that's gone is their life force energy is gone. Therefore, life force energy must be fundamental to life. Also, if you compare somebody who's dead and somebody who's alive, what other major difference do you notice? The person who's alive is breathing. Therefore, there is a link between the way we breathe and life force energy. You can do a quick experiment. Try holding your breath. You'll find that if you hold your breath for too long, it has a major impact on the amount of energy that you have. So many of the ancient teachings had breathing techniques. What I want to do is very quickly teach you a breathing technique which will enable you to dramatically increase the amount of life force energy that you have in your body. The important thing is that you breathe from the diaphragm. Most people these days are not taught to breathe properly. The way to breathe properly is that when you breathe in, your stomach comes out because the diaphragm comes down and your entire lung capacity is filled with air. Then when you breathe out, the stomach goes back in again, pushes the diaphragm back up, and forces all of the air out of the lungs. For most people, the bottom half, if not third, of the lungs is full of stale air. It hasn't been changed, it hasn't been moved around. So we're going to do some diaphragmatic breathing together. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Now the important thing is that the out breath is at least twice as long as the in breath. So one breath would go like this. So you breathe out, making the ha sound. Let's just do four together for a moment. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, good. And then breathe normally. That was just four, and I bet you feel different already. Not only does it give you more energy, does it make you feel more alert, but it also has you become more calm, balanced, and centered. Most people think that if they're going to increase their energy, they're going to be bouncing off the walls. It isn't that kind of energy. It recharges the batteries, it revitalizes the body, fills the body with energy, and at the same time, having you be calm, balanced, and centered. If you combine the breathing with the shaman state that I just taught you in the last track, then you'll be very, very nicely energized and relaxed. Before any of the practitioners of the ancient teachings did any work, they would always breathe like that together, sometimes for as long as 6 or 7 hours. We're just going to breathe together for 9 or 10 minutes. But doing this every day, at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, will completely transform your experience of the amount of energy that you have to live your life. Let's do some breathing now.